Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Nick Theodoulou. And first up, the mandate of the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus, UNFACYP, will from today be extended for a period of 1 year instead of the usual 6 months, it has emerged. According to sources cited by the Cyprus news agency, the latest resolution on the extension of the mandate is due today, once it's voted on by the Security Council. Under the new procedure, the mandate will be extended until January 2024, instead of until the end of June 2023. The source said that the idea had come from Britain, which is one of the 5 permanent members of the Security Council. He added that the Cyprus government had given its consent on the understanding that the UN Secretary-General's reports on Cyprus would still come out normally every 6 months so that the Cyprus issue can be discussed on an ongoing basis. And moving on, the new VLPG Consortium's LPG terminal at Vassiligo is not only a boost to the island's energy hub, but was also the final step in removing oil and gas facilities from Larnaca, opening the way for its development, according to President Nikos Anastasiades. He called the move an historic landmark for the wider area of Larnaca. The operation of the LPG terminal marks the completion of the process of moving the oil, LPG and asphalt installations from the Larnaca coastline to the Vassiligos Energy Centre, the president said. In addition to the benefits it will bring to the energy hub, the way was now officially open for the full exploitation of a degraded, for decades area of Larnaca. VLPG comprises Petrolina Public Company, Eco Logistics, Synergas and Intergas, which invested in the area to the tune of $35 million, the president said, without any state contribution. And elsewhere, a bronze statue, one of several created by artist Yodai Ioannidou that are installed at various public spaces in Paphos, has been stolen, and the artist is offering a €1,000 reward. The statue, the girl with the hula hoop, which had been placed in the Hanidou Ibrahim area, weighs 70 kilos and is worth €10,000. It was put in place last autumn. According to police, the theft was reported by an employee of the Paphos municipality after shopkeepers in the area noticed that it was gone. CID went to the scene and collected evidence. They also have CCTV footage that might reveal who the perpetrators were. Ioannidou, in a statement, expressed a disappointment, saying she could not fathom the thinking of someone who would destroy such a work of art. Ioannidou said later it could not be replaced because the mould no longer existed. The statue was the fourth sculptural composition by the artist to be placed in Paphos locations. And finally, there is no move to forbid anyone from feeding stray cats in public places, the Agriculture Ministry said on Sunday, following a furore on social media that such a rule had been put in place. The ministry said in a written announcement that its animal welfare policy was based on the 5 internationally recognized basic freedom of animals. These are freedom from hunger and thirst, freedom from unnecessary suffering, freedom from injury, pain and illness, and freedom from fear and anguish, and freedom to express normal behavior with suitable living conditions. The ministry said that in this context, and taking into account the welfare of stray animals, the ministry does not in any way support the destruction or removal of containers placed for feeding stray animals. The ministry said that the problem created by overpopulation of cats in specific areas is not solved by depriving animals of food, but by implementing comprehensive sterilization programs. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, commentary and analysis, check out www.cyprus-mail.com.